be comfortable on this bed.
Well, if he isn't, that's just too bad.
Oh, Mom, how about this model airplane?
Oh, Jeff, it is only 13 years old. You spent 3 weeks yourself trying to put that thing together. Do you want to frustrate him completely?
Why not? He can join the club early.
Don't tuck it.
Oh, Mom, what about this for him?
Oh, Jeff, Mother said 13, not 3.
13. What am I going to do with a child that age for a whole week?
You're going to be friendly and polite
and bored.
Now listen to me, because I'm serious. We're all going to have to go out of our way to be especially considerate of Victor.
Why?
Just because his mother was your roommate at college.
Yeah, I don't see why we have to be
Would
nice to him.
Will you be quiet, you two? I'm trying to tell you something. Victor lost his father nearly 4 years ago. And since then, he's spent most of his time in boarding schools. So he's apt to be lonely and probably a little frightened. And with his mother remarrying...
Where do you want this?
Oh, well, over there. Thank you, dear. Oh, and while we're all here, there's something in Marcia's letter. I want you all to listen to this. It's so wonderful of you to take Victor while Joe and I go on our honeymoon. He will arrive by plane the night of, well, here. I think I should really... And what's that word? Her writing is worse than your father's.
Forewarn.
Oh. I really should forewarn you. Victor is a wonderful boy in many ways, but also not quite what you may be used to in a boy his age. There have been certain problems with him, and in trying to help him overcome them, we have consulted a child psychologist and discovered that Victor's IQ is... Now, what's this word? It's O-N something.
Looks like only, huh?
His IQ is only 80. So I trust you will make allowances.
What does she mean, make allowances?
Well, it means that possibly Victor will behave more like a 10-year-old than a 13-year-old.
Ooh, lucky, lucky you.
You said it.
You suppose the boy's mother is making a mistake letting him travel by himself?
Poor little fellow, all alone.
Well, so you read Latin too, do you, young man?
And French and German, some Greek, and of course, Victorish.
Victorish? Oh, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I made it up.
I see.
Qualans floratra stone crag. That's how much farther to the Stone family home.
Victor, tell me, how old are you?
13 years, 3 months, 7 days, 2 hours, and 13 minutes approximately.
Well, I'd say that was calling close enough. Have you ever had an IQ test?
I have, but I was too tired that day to complete all the questions. I only got 180.
Oh, that's too bad.
Cha, di troga refu. That's Victorish for yes, it certainly is.
Oh, thanks for the translation.
Not far ago. That means...
That means, don't mention it.
Right. Professor Warren.
Yeah?
Are you of the opinion that the Stone family will welcome an utter stranger like me into the sanctity of their home?
Yes, I'm quite sure they will, Victor. And I'm also quite sure that they'll find it a very rare experience.
Well, hello, Professor.
Hello, Mary.
Harry! Hello, Harry. Darling, Professor Warren is here.
Well, good evening.
Just taxiing your house guest.
Victor?
Yes, he felt that coming by train would be economically more advantageous.
Be what?
Now, I had the good luck to sit next to him on the train. And when he told me he was your house guest, naturally, I offered to drive him up here from the station.
Well, how nice of you. Well, where is he now?
He's down there at the car collecting his reference papers and his notebooks and his microscope and... Well, anyway, your young guest does not travel light. Ah, here he is now. Victor, I'd like you to meet Dr. and Mrs. Stone.
Victor?
How do you do, Mrs. Stone? My mother sends her warmest regards. She still cherishes fondly her childhood reminiscences of your undergraduate relationship.
Well, I'm so glad.
Victor, let me help you.
Dr. Stone, it's a pleasure to meet you too, sir. And may I express my sincere appreciation for your gracious hospitality in this time of family crisis.
Victor, you're welcome many times.
Victor, this is Mary.
Hello.
Hello, Victor.
And that's Jeff.
Jeff, how do you do?
Fine. Great.
Professor, this is very nice of you. Won't you come in and sit down?
Well, thank you. No, you see, Ellen's expecting me.
Well, since you're Victor's first real friend in town, perhaps you and Mrs. Warren come to dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'll have Ellen call you, and if we're not busy...
Good.
Well, Victor, it certainly has been grand.
Die Troge Refu.
Tell me, how do you say goodbye?
Chagasko.
Chagasko. Oh, Victorish. You see, Victor here became a little bored with just French and German and Latin and Greek. Well, Chagasko, everybody.
Hello, Harry.
Well, Victor, have you had dinner?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, no, I'll take those.
Dr. Stone, what's your specialty in medicine?
Oh, I'm a pediatrician.
A very worthwhile field. By the way, do you think I could borrow a volume of your Grey's Anatomy? I've been meaning to read it for quite some years.
Any time, Victor.
Mary, you're 17.
Oh, yes, how did you know?
I can usually tell ages, and you'd be a senior in high school.
That's right.
And Jeff, you're 15 and a sophomore.
That's right.
Very good. Normal and, good.
But how am I supposed to communicate with Victor? Even when he talks English, I can't understand half he says.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, dear.
Morning,
Dad. Morning, Dad.
Oh, where's Victor?
It seems that he stayed up half the night reading.
Please do not disturb. Read till nearly 4 a.m. Thank you. Signed, Victor. Grey's Anatomy. Make sure the patients get to my office instead of his room.
Hello? Oh, yes. Oh, good. Well, about 7:30. Uh-huh. Yes, Victor will be here.
If he's up by then.
Well, we'll see you tonight, then. Goodbye. Well, the Warrens are coming.
Oh, great. After Victor lectures me on anatomy, we can be entertained by the professor lecturing Victor on history.
You're wrong, Professor. The Missouri Compromise did affect the course of Western expansion.
Yes, but not to the extent that you claim.
Bancroft agrees with me. On page 261, he says...
Would you like
I don't care what anyone says. No, thank you, Donna. The fact is, the preemption and the homestead law were more significant,
Victor,
resulting in the Preemption Act of 1846.
1841.
Oh, 1846.
It was 41. Now, wait a minute, Victor. Professor Warren is head of the history department. Now, don't try to tell him dates.
But Dr. Stone...
Victor!
Why don't you children all pitch in and do the dinner dishes for me, so I won't have to face them in the morning, hmm?
Yes, Mother.
In that case, I'll go to my room and read. Good night, Professor, Mrs. Warren. I enjoyed the evening immensely. Chagasco?
Chagasco to you too, Victor.
Victor? Oh, don't worry about him. That earthquake couldn't wake him. Victor, I don't know quite how to say this.
I can leave tomorrow.
Now,
Don't be silly. We're glad to have you here. We really are. But, Victor, you know, a real family is a democracy. Everybody has equal rights in activities, in conversation, and, well, in work. Now, that means every member of the family doing his share, making beds, picking up clothes, doing the dishes. It's helping each other, Victor. And, well...
You needn't say more, Dr. Stone. I comprehend fully. I assure you the situation will be remedied.
Good night, Victor.
Good night, sir.
Have a boat on the lake. And it's a lovely drive up there. Actually, we planned this picnic mostly for you.
I'm sorry, but I have other things to do.
We'll be home early, Victor.
We have to. I have my term paper on Hamlet to finish.
Yeah. And I've got enough geometry homework to choke a horse.
And I've got two medical reports to read for a speech I'm giving tomorrow night. We'll be home early.
Do come along, Victor.
No, thank you. Really.
Well?
Bye, Vic.
Bye. Goodbye, Victor.
If you get hungry before we get home, there's some cold chicken and fruit in the refrigerator. You help yourself, hmm?
Thank you, Mrs. Stone. I sincerely hope you enjoy yourselves. Bye.
Goodbye. Alex, I hate to leave him alone. What did you say to him last night?
Nothing. It'll hurt him. Now, look, darling. Victor has an IQ of 180. He can make his own decisions.
Victor, you missed a great day.
Here you go,
Victor.
Where is he? Well, I can't imagine.
Maybe he's upstairs sleeping.
At this hour?
Hey, look at this. Hope you enjoyed your trip and that these efforts will prove of some slight assistance. Victor.
It's my term paper on Hamlet, all done. It's 14 pages.
Look at this. He did my geometry. He even did the 6 optional problems.
Well, Dr. Stone. Only a detailed analysis of the two technical reports I had to read. The summary of comparison between them.
And that's the reason he didn't go with us today.
Mother, I could never hand this in as my paper. Listen to this. The Freudian complexities of the Hamlet character are as indisputable as they are innumerable. Miss Freeman would think I copied it out of the encyclopedia.
Look at this. Boy, the day I hand in homework this neat. Oh, Mr. Johnson will flip.
Well, the only thing left to do is for Victor to give my speech himself.
He's probably planning on it.
Boy, that kid is a weirdo.
Probably made right for the station.
Where could he go? His mother's in Canada. Oh, Alex, we've got to find him.
Oh, take it easy. We'll find him. Oh, he's not the first kid who decided to run away.
He's probably just waiting for us to thank him, and instead we said... Alex, what did we say?
Oh, there he is.
Alex, what are you going to do?
Do? Get him in the car and take him back home.
No, please, wait. Go back around the block and let me out ahead of him. At the corner by the park.
Why?
Let me talk to him. At least let me try. Hello, Victor. Victor, please. I'd like to talk to you.
Thank you for everything, Mrs. Stone. I'm sorry I left so unceremoniously. I'll write you where to send the rest of my things.
Victor, please. Sit down for a minute. Victor, you heard what we said at the house, didn't you? I'm sorry, Victor. We all are. You were really trying to be helpful, and we were thoughtless.
It's me. I can't do anything right. Not for anybody. Even when I try.
Could it be, Victor, that you try in the wrong way? You said yourself that you do things for people. It's as if in your mind, Victor Adams is off here and everybody else is off here. You know, a very fine poet once said, no man is an island.
John Donne.
And no boy is an island either. No matter how brilliant and wonderful he is. I guess what I'm really trying to tell you is that you have to learn to do things with people.
How can I when they think I'm a weirdo?
Oh, well, Jeff didn't mean that in the way you think. And anyway, in a way, isn't everyone who has a special talent a kind of weirdo? Don't you think? I mean, if they're especially smart, especially beautiful, especially strong. Oh, it's hard to be different, Victor. It's challenging because, well, other people who aren't as lucky are apt to be jealous without realizing it.
Just because they're jealous, do they have to hate you?
Nobody hates you, Victor. Nobody. But you see, you only get love and understanding by giving love and understanding.
I don't know how.
A lot easier to learn in Greek. And there are a lot more people around ready to teach you. There's your mother. Your new dad.
Don't mention him.
Why?
He hates me worst of all.
Your dad doesn't even know you. Your mother wrote that you were off at school. You didn't even meet him until the wedding. What's the matter, Victor?
Well, he will hate me. Do you know what he is? He runs a garage. He's a mechanic. But he and I, what can we even talk about? One thing I have no talent for is mechanics.
Well, maybe you'd be a better mechanic if you had someone to teach you. And you wanted to listen. Victor, look at me. Joe loves your mother. And I'm sure that he will love you, too. But you have to meet him halfway. In fact, a really intelligent boy would meet him more than halfway.
Mrs. Stone? May we please go home now? I'm very hungry.
Marcia, are you sure you can't stay overnight, or at least for lunch?
Oh, well, thank you, but Joe thinks we can make about 200 more miles by dinner.
Yeah, and I'm already 2 days late getting back to the shop. Dr. Stone, really, I don't know how Marcia and I can thank you enough.
We wouldn't have missed having Victor here for anything. It was great.
He troga rafu.
Don't tell me he's taught you Victorish.
Oh, he's taught us a lot of things.
Where is he?
Oh, he was doing something in the kitchen. Oh, there he is. What?
Mother, how was Canada?
Just wonderful.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, son. How are you?
Say, Joe, I'd like to show you something. Mother said we'd be having a big backyard in Los Angeles, so I got this idea of building a miniature monorail railroad. Well, I could even sell rides to the kids in the neighborhood.
Sounds like a pretty good idea, Victor. Hey, that's not a bad design either. Of course, your stress points may be off here and here.
Well, I'm sure I've got quite a bit to learn before I'm really able to build it. But if you think you could find some time to help me.
Son, together we'll build the best backyard monorail there ever was. Backyard? A monorail is what the city of Los Angeles needs. We'll sell this to the city council. Well, let's get started.
Bye, Victor. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Vic.
Thanks for sharing your room.
I cannot overestimate the pleasure it afforded me.
Dr. Stone, huh? You've given me an even greater respect for the medical profession.
I have.
Well, how does anybody ever manage to read all of Gray's Anatomy?
Thanks, Mrs. Stone, especially for... well, for everything.
Well, let's get going.
Come on, Victor.
Come on, Victor.
Good luck, Victor. Yeah.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Marcia.
Goodbye, Marcia.
Goodbye,
Marcia.
Good luck, see you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Joe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Real soon. Joggers,
go.
Uh-huh. Drive carefully.
Yeah. Be careful.
Nice trip. Bye.
Bye.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.